Richard Hardy surprised you that a series of sunset concerts sponsored by an imported beer brand have been cancelled in line with the directive by the president last night. Incidentally, I think he did quite well. I think he did very well in terms of grasping the gravity of the situation. He delivered a very, very compelling series of restrictions, and I'm delighted that he's the guy at the podium, frankly. But the Corona Sunset series has been cancelled. Due to a host of events, theatres are closing, the Fugard, the Artscape, amongst others. Restaurants are staying open for now. Doves, the funeral people, sent out a statement today saying, please can we just do intimate funerals? And they're right on that front. Traditional funerals, big gatherings are going to really have a big impact on the spread of a virulent virus. Schools are closing. And if you're getting married soon, you may need to postpone. Eve Poplett is a wedding planner, the owner of the Splendid Wedding Company. She's on the line to us from Johannesburg. Are you seeing lots of postponements, Eve?
Hi. Thank you for having me. We all shell shocked at the moment, and today has been quite a busy day for everyone in events. If you are in corporate or weddings, and yes, we are postponing weddings. Clients are very conscious of a government's decision. Venues, suppliers, everyone want to be compliant, but it has been quite stressful for everyone.
I mean, it's bad enough if you are putting on an event which is, you know, a corporate award ceremony or whatever the case is, that's a pity. But a wedding is a deeply emotional thing. It's a big investment. People have been working towards this day for five, in some cases, longer years. And suddenly you're saying to them, you know what, we'd love you to come and get married, but, you know, why don't you go and do a civil ceremony and we can celebrate your union later. If you feel the need to be married, go and do that. Do it quickly and quietly and privately. We can celebrate this thing later.
Absolutely. And I do think that, we have three weddings within the next 3 weeks. And right now we're dealing with clients who are literally getting married within the next few weeks. And they are the most devastated and the most stressed. And obviously, a lot of contracts require your clients to pay within 30 days before an event. So most of the bills have been paid. All the work has been done. The dress is there. Everything is there. And now 10 to 12 days before an event, you have to cancel or postpone. And of course, it has an emotional impact on our clients, on our suppliers. Everybody was, I think, they were shell-shocked. After 7:30 last night, last 24 hours have been crucial. And I think it also just goes back to us, yes, sticking to our contracts as suppliers, and but also exercising humility as human beings. What do we do? And I think the event industry by large has been incredible. In the last 24 hours, everyone's been responsive. Venues, although there are no refunds at this point, and there won't be, because it is so close to an actual date, and the client does have a choice of having an event but with less than 100 guests or 100 people, actually. Everyone's moving the dates and postponing the weddings without the penalties. And that, I think, is such a huge thing that we are going to accommodate everyone. Everyone who is who was going to have a wedding in this next 3 to 6 weeks to next month, they will still have a wedding, but they just have to choose another date. They will still have exactly the same wedding that they've been dreaming about, but just a bit later. We need to deal with the virus. We need to respect our government's decision. And we are calling to all of our clients not to just, they have to think not about just their guests, but about the staff at venues, about suppliers. We are all deeply affected by it, and everyone's aware and everyone's trying to do their part. And I think the industry is so passionate right now. We had conference calls this morning between the wedding planners talking about this. The venues, everybody had an emergency meeting today to say, what do we do? How do we handle our clients in their very difficult state? Because, yes, it is incredibly difficult for them right now. But how do we also look after our industry? Every single business owner has to look after their employees. We have to think bigger. We have to understand how is this going to impact all of us economically? And I think it's been a very, very challenging 24 hours. I don't think anyone in events have slept last night.
No, Eve, thank you. I mean, it's a deeply impassioned appeal, and thank you. And there are very few things more emotionally invested in which people are more emotionally invested than weddings. People spend big bucks. And suddenly 2 or 3 weeks before the big day, you've got to say to people, I'm terribly sorry, but we're not going to be able to do this in the way that you'd envisaged. Bring 50 people. Sure, we can do it at this stage, but maybe in 2 weeks' time, we won't be able to do that. Maybe in 2 weeks' time, we say, no, we can't do events of 50. Maybe a postponement is the best scenario. Really, really tough. But Eve, thank you very much for painting such a clear picture for us. Eve Poplett is the owner of the Splendid Wedding Company.